This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Here we are. We've got Super Bowl 50 coming up. Let's talk the two quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, you've done a lot of work and research on Peyton Manning relevant to brain typing over the years. And Cam Newton, relatively new, but I'm sure he's very well brain typed by you. So let's tell us what we can expect from these quarterbacks.
Okay. Well, actually, they're very similar in many respects. There's just one big distinction, which affects both mind and motor skills. But they're both strongest in the right front part of the brain. They both are front brain athletes. They're high energy. They have really good vision and peripheral awareness. They're both thinkers in the right brain. They have great spatial logic, not just, you know, where you can add numbers or figure out something in a numerical, grammatical way. And they're both right brain dominant, meaning they both have a more fluid type of movement. And so those attributes, but where they differ dramatically is Peyton is what we call a dominant empirical. He's a dominant sensing person. He's so caught up in the moment. That's why he's the greatest tactician that ever played quarterback. He's on the line. He sees everything there is. He calls them out instantly. Actually, Steve Nash had that design in the NBA, and they have the most superior vision of all the brain types. And that's where you go back, and John Elway had that, and Joe Namath, and Joe Montana. That brain type has always been the top quarterback, but there aren't many of them running around. Now, they don't all turn out to be great because some of them have other issues, but that's his design.
Yeah, like guys that aren't covering their blind side, John. You know, those other issues can get in the way, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Brett Favre, I mean, they can really get in their partiers, and they, you know, there's all kinds of, even Hulk Hogan has that design. But anyway, Cam is more conceptual, intuitive, big picture, and they do much better in school academically overall, though Peyton did well because of his parental influence. The thing about Cam is that where his motor skills won't, even though he can zing the ball and he's graceful how he runs, passing it you'll see more of loose motor movements, and now he's worked at it more and more. And then secondarily, under big-time pressure, I'll take Peyton's brain any day, because what happens when you put that type under pressure, you go to the dominant part of the brain under pressure, and that's vision for Peyton. For Cam, it's imagining what could be, not seeing what is, but imagining what could be. And so those guys, and there have been a lot of quarterbacks with Cam's design. In fact, it's the most commonly found type in the NFL, a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they can do very, very well, but under big-time pressure, they can anticipate one of their guys doing something when he really doesn't. Whereas Peyton, his design will follow the guy all the way. Now, what's funny about Peyton is his type is a gunslinger. And if something goes bad, they'll just keep right on zinging it. And they don't want to accept blame either. So they'll just say, well, the wind blew or the guy didn't run his route right. But the big difference is if you look back through history, 90% of your top quarterbacks of all time have had Peyton's design. And that's why when I came out 12 years ago on national television, I said, I can guarantee you he's got this, there's this top design. And Ryan Leaf is about number 8 out of 16 in terms of the top quarterbacks, whereas Cam's is in the top 3 types for quarterbacks. But it's not your number 1 under the biggest of moments.
Well, hey, we got the biggest of moments coming up, Scott. I mean, Super Bowl 50, Cam versus Peyton, new versus old. You know, as we talked with Renzel Kendrick earlier, you know, that Cam represents the new style quarterback.
Dancing versus can't dance.
Exactly. Well, hey, I don't care about dancing, but can you win, right?
Well, that's the question that we're all going to answer this weekend.
Without a doubt.
And Cam's had a magical season so far. So he's pulled off a lot of good wins this year. So,
well, it's going to be exciting. Well, it's always, you know, there's nothing like competition. And the defense of the Denver Broncos, see what kind of pressure they can put on. And as John Niedenagel presents, the brain doc, which is really fascinating. I find this stuff really fascinating when you're able to get into the minds of, you know, some of these performers like this and these athletes. Really interesting stuff to see
what will happen.
How will play out
on all the time.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely have them back because he is quite the student of, and of course the founder of brain typing. So some great analysis for us. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour, America. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. And we say join in on the conversation in the hashtag BeMartinezLive. Let us know your thoughts. What's your pick, huh? Peyton over Cam, is it a sentimental choice? Do you think Cam, because of the season, only one loss, that he's going to be able to tear it up and have his way with the defense of the Denver Broncos? I got to tell you, as you heard me comment, the way these guys are hitting. I mean, it is, I know it's all about big money, but it is really fierce. I mean, I come after watching these playoffs and I'm bruised, you know, just walking away from the television. It's absolutely incredible, but it's going to be a fun game, fun weekend, and a fun time to get together, get friends. And like I say, you know, you can follow Lawrence lead and all these great tasting recipes and dips and soups and everything. And I know it'll be a fun time of eating and camaraderie and fellowship. So enjoy yourself. Lori Cardoza-Moore is with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit. She is the founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN, Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, an organization dedicated to educating Christians on their biblical responsibility to support the Jewish nation. She serves as a special envoy to the UN appointed by the World Council of Independent Christian Churches for Israel's interests. Lori, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be back on the show. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Lori, I got to tell you, I just got back from Israel myself. I went with, one of Pastor John Hagee's groups, Kufi, that you're familiar
good
with.
For you.
And it was incredible. But I got to tell you, my eyes were thrust wide open with the realization that your group, PJTN, is so needed in educating people and helping them understand not only our responsibility, but the mandate to support Israel, and how people have moved away from Israel because of the, because of this president, because of the information that's being put out there that is so anti-Semitic. And it is amazing to me because I have to admit that I was very naive, Lori, because I thought, well, of course people support Israel. Why would they not support Israel?
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. Well, you know, Bill, this is a growing problem, and as you know, our mission is to reach Christians, because Christians, especially the evangelical Christians, should be reading their Bible. They should know the history of Israel. They should know God's promise and covenant to Israel, that it's still intact. Unfortunately, there is a movement within the evangelical Christian world to deny Israel's right to her ancient homeland. It's one of the reasons why we produced the documentary Israel Indivisible, the case for the ancient homeland, where we made the argument, and it is the definitive film about this issue, where we made the argument that Israel has historical, archaeological, biblical, and legal rights to her ancient homeland. Unfortunately, we live at a time in the world where revisionist history has become a norm, where no longer are we going back to history to study documents, legal documents, to base our positions on. Instead, we're doing what is politically correct or politically expedient for the day, and this is very dangerous. We see the world, the leaders of the world, like Obama, turning their back on Israel, supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, endorsing labeling products coming out of Judea and Samaria, what the mainstream media calls the West Bank. But biblically, as we know in our Bible, that is Judea and Samaria. That is the heartland of Israel. It is critically important that if we don't defend Israel's rights to her ancient homeland, we will not be able to defend our rights in our own country. And God was very clear when he told the prophets, you know, like the prophet Joel, he said, one day in the latter days, I'm going to wipe out the nations of the world because they were dividing up my land.
Exactly. And yeah, this is God's foreign policy, in a sense, you know, that we're dealing with here. And experientially, Lori, and empirically, we have found time and again when the United States supports Israel, it goes well with us. When we don't, as documented in John McTiernan's book and also Bill Koenig's book, at least 72 instances when the United States has put pressure on Israel to trade land for peace, we are hit with a national disaster to the tune. I think it totals up almost $1 trillion in disasters that have happened to the United States as a result, just in recent time here. So, you know, start connecting the dots, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how do you resist the empirical evidence?
Absolutely. You cannot. And unfortunately, as I said, we have revisionist history going on, but even far worse, Bill, is when you have evangelical Christian leaders. We've seen it from the Christian denominations, like the Presbyterians and the Church of Christ and other Christian Methodists, the Anglican Church weighing in, boycotting and divesting products from Israel. This is a slap in the face to Almighty God. But to have the evangelical Christian world now endorse this with groups like the Hobby Lobby family, with Bill and Lynn Hybels up at Willow Creek Church, with Gary Burge at Wheaton College, Stephen Sizer, all of these groups that are promoting an agenda accusing Israel of occupying Palestinian land, it flies in the face of history, number one, but more importantly, biblical history and biblical text.
Well, they're going sideways. I got to tell you, when we were there, because of you know, the protection fences, and they were calling it apartheid and this sort of thing. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the evidence here. Before the fence went up, and when we met, we were fortunate enough to meet with Dr. Danny Tirza. He painstakingly, he was the one. He was the lead individual on setting up, you know, these walls and these divisions. And he was very careful. He explained it wasn't that he just arbitrarily threw up a fence to protect. I mean, he actually went in and did a report and investigation of how this was going to affect people. You know, they were having to go to work. If they had a division there, a wall there, you know, how would it impact them? And did everything he could to accommodate. I mean, to the point, he tells one story where the Bush administration was resistant and Condoleezza Rice, and they said, well, what's the problem with the wall being over there? He says, and she says, well, it's a soccer, there's a soccer field. And he goes, there's no soccer field. She goes, no, it's a soccer field. You know that story? I mean, it's incredible. To this day, there's no soccer field, but they had to accommodate it.
Absolutely. Well, let me just share with you our next documentary film that we're going to be showcasing at the NRB. And by the way, I'm excited that you're going to be able to join us this year.
I'm looking forward to that.
The National Religious Broadcasters Convention, we will be showcasing previewing our next feature-length documentary called Hating Israel in Search of the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. We go into showing how this false narrative, we interview Palestinians, Arabs, who are communicating a different narrative than what we're hearing from the mainstream press. So it's important that your listeners go to our website, tjtn.org, order our films, and sign up to get our next documentary film. And stay, we have to stay educated. We have to be informed, and we have to combat this, and we have to elect leaders that are going to stand strong with Israel.
Well, Lori, I'm looking forward to seeing you there at NRB, and of course, we're going to be broadcasting live there all week from 9 to 11 Eastern. Lori Cardoza-Moore, founder and principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization, PJTN. Thank you, Lori. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 14 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online. online on your smartphone in over 270 markets across this United States and around the world via shortwave. This is Bill Martinez live coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. We are blessed to have with us Senator Ted Cruz's dad. His father has penned a book extolling faith in a time of darkness. For a time such as this, you know, you think about America that was founded by Judeo-Christian principles, by moral leaders, many of whom were strong Christians themselves. Our founder said that our U.S. Constitution was designed for a people of morality and virtue. Without it, the Constitution implodes. And if we've ever been close to that ever happening, here we are today. Let's remember the first settlers were committed Christians seeking refuge from religious persecution abroad. In the last 100 years, America has been on a slippery slope, moving away from its founding principles, and in large part with little resistance from the church. Rafael Cruz is with us. His book, A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. Rafael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's so great to be with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us here, Rafael, to talk about something that is so critical and dire, as I say, for a time such as this. When you have 7 out of 10 Americans saying we're on the wrong track, I say good observation. Now, what are we going to do to get on the right track?
Well, what has happened didn't just occur overnight, you know.
Yes.
If you look at the last 50 years, you know, in 1962, prayer was removed from schools. 1963, the Bible was banned from schools. You know, the interesting thing, Bill, is the Bible, one of the very first Bibles in America, was printed on the auspices of Congress to be used as principal textbook in primary schools, high schools, and universities. I'm talking about public schools. That doesn't sound much like separation of church and state, does it?
No, not at all.
But after over a century of using the Bible in school, it was banned all of a sudden. But the worst part of it is, in spite of those two horrible decisions, the church remained silent. And their excuse was, it's a political issue. How can you call prayer a political issue? How can you call Bible study a political issue? But that's what the church did. You know, the consequence of that, Bill, teen pregnancy skyrocketed after 1963, and so did violent crime.
Exactly.
And 10 years later, the same thing happened when Roe v. Wade was passed, and 9 unelected justices of the Supreme Court decided that a baby in the womb did not have that unalienable right to life from our Creator, as stated in the Declaration, and they legalized abortion. And again, the church remained silent. The excuse, the same excuse, is a political issue. Well, 58 million babies have been slaughtered by abortion in America. That, I'll tell you what, the question that comes to mind is, how long are we going to remain silent?
Exactly.
Silence is not an option.
No. You're exactly right, Rafael. And according to the latest Gallup poll, people in America are saying, where is the voice of the church? And this comes from the very people that have done everything they could to stifle the voice of the Church of America. And they're crying out for some moral perspective and a moral compass. And for a time such as this, Rafael, the church is being invited to come into the marketplace and to speak out boldly. We can no longer have a country where only 50% of evangelicals bother to register to vote, and of that 50, only 50% of them actually go out and vote. This is a disaster, and if we're going to get this country back on track, evangelicals, people of a moral compass and understanding of what's going on in our culture, as you say, fatherlessness, the Holocaust of babies, and 40% of those being black, 25% Hispanic, Rafael. I mean,
It has
been a disaster. I mean, I keep saying the abuelas that you know about, and that, you know, both you and I are abuelos, so we understand the grief that we feel in seeing our children murdered, you know, so haphazardly and just based on convenience. I mean, this is disgusting what has happened, and we need to take a stand against this.
Well, absolutely, Bill. But, you know, there has to come a time when we as Christians shout it from the housetops, as Jesus said. Because, you know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, and I describe this in my book, A Time for Action, he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Yes.
He also said, not to speak is to speak, not to act is to act. We cannot remain silent, or we are going to have to answer to God for our silence.
Exactly.
You know, we see the deterioration of America at an accelerated rate, especially during this administration. This is the most lawless, most anti-Christian administration we ever had. And as a result, we see chaos. We see rampant immorality. We see a situation where children are being brainwashed with secular humanism through Common Core and socialist ideas, and it is just destroying the fiber of America, and moreover, destroying the foundation of the family. And the
exactly.
family is the basic unit of society. If the family is destroyed, so will society.
Well, in your book, A Time for Action, Raphael, to bring our audience up to speed, and I highly recommend that you get your hands on his book. It will impact you tremendously. Let me tell you, it's the story of one man's quest for refuge from Cuban persecution to realizing the American dream. It is a story about one man finding true freedom that comes from faith in Jesus Christ. And I don't know any place else where freedom can come from, Raphael, than from Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. You know, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, for freedom's sake, Christ has made us free. So let us not entangle ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. You know, we are in bondage to so many things, and only Jesus Christ can bring us to freedom and peace, you know, peace that the Bible calls a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because it's easy to have peace when everything is going right. It's in the midst of challenges when only God can give you the peace to go through it with hope and confidence that He is for you. And if He is for you, who can be against you?
Exactly. Well, Raphael, you know, coming from Cuban persecution, you have a depth and understanding of freedom that most Americans take for granted. Explain to our audience here, we got about 2.5 minutes left, what freedom means to you.
Well, you know, freedom is so fundamental. And unfortunately, like you said, people that have not experienced the loss of freedom think, oh, that could never happen to America. That is happening. In America today, our freedoms are being curtailed more and more and more every day. But it's like the old story of the frog, you know. You put a frog in a pot of hot water and jump right out. But put the frog in a pot of cold water and put it on the stove. And that frog is so comfortable, you can boil that frog to death. And we've been boiled to death just like that frog. You know,
exactly.
in my book, I enumerate the dangers that of what is occurring in America and how that is eroding our society. And then I also enumerate action steps that you can take to reclaim America. America's worth saving, Bill. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. I used to tell my son over and over again, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And
exactly.
Bill, there is no place to go. That is why we must reclaim America and restore the Judeo-Christian principles, the constitutional principles that are the bedrock of America. And I'll tell you, the Constitution entirely based on the Bible.
Yes.
These were men of faith that actually seek revelation from God. They were on their knees seeking wisdom from God when they gave us His Constitution.
Well, and that's the time,
greatest country in the earth.
And that's the position we need to be in now, Raphael, to get this country back on track. Raphael Cruz, the father of Senator Ted Cruz, born in Cuba, where his political activities landed him in jail. Eventually, he fled Cuba for the United States. After finding a job washing dishes for 50 cents an hour, he built a successful career and now lives the American dream and is watching his son and active with his son to bring that dream to the rest of us here in the United States of America. His book, A Time for Action, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Raphael.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your local radio station, your smartphone, blog talk radio, shortwave, but join us, okay? Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Bill Martinez Live coming at you. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, the proprietor of CoachesRight.com. Coach, how we doing, buddy?
Doing very well. Glad to be with you again.
Hey, what did you think of that Democratic debate last night between Hillary and the one and only Bernie?
Well, I think comrade. Bernie has taken the gloves off a bit.
Yeah, about time a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you've got such a following that people want you to, do something about it. I was talking with somebody else, we were talking about, six coin tosses, coin flips. I mean, how do you win six in a row in Iowa as Hillary did? I mean, is the fix in or what, Coach?
Well, statistically, there's only a 1% chance. If you did that 100 times once, it would happen. So, given the history of the Clintons, it makes it very difficult to accept on its face. But more.
Well, Coach, Coach, Debbie Wasserman Schultz doesn't know the difference between a Democrat and a socialist. So she probably doesn't know the difference between heads or tails. I'm just saying, right?
Yes. Yeah. But look, I think more of the point is the, what is it, 90 districts are missing, or 90 precincts that they just can't find. And the interesting thing is that the turnout was 25% lower than in 2008. So this is something that's being lost here, that's being glossed over, is that except for the people who think that they're going to get everything free, the under 25 crowd, there isn't much enthusiasm on the Democrat side. As a matter of fact, Ed Gowis from Battleground points out that it's that the spread is 11 points now, and it has not been that big this early before. So, you know,
when you say the spread 11 points, it makes sure our audience is in terms
enthusiasm gap. Now, yes. I saw an outline. It must be an outlier that was 20 points. So let's say that's an outlier. Gowis is a respected pollster, and he says right now in February it's 11 points difference, so that the average Republican is 11 points more prone to show up and vote than the average Democrat.
Well, you saw the numbers, record-breaking for Iowa 180, so it's quite the contrast when you have numbers on the Democratic side being so low. So that just reinforces that enthusiasm gap that you're referring
to. Sure, that's what I'm saying. That's the number that's not being spoken about. Mm-hmm. Media doesn't want to talk about that number.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we're no longer in Iowa, but yet there's still reverberations of what happened, you know, with Dr. Ben Carson, and, you know, as to who said what, you know, if Marco Rubio said it, Ted Cruz said it, you know, Stephen King takes a tweet from CNN and suggesting that Carson could be out. I mean, everybody is so eager to break news that the rules of journalism are going out the window here. And meanwhile, people are affected, and you got campaigns being damaged as a result of that irresponsibility, Coach.
Sure. And contrary to what's being said on the airwaves and in other places, the facts are that in the caucus room that Candy Carson, Ben Carson's wife, was and heard this remark that her husband was had left the campaign and asked to be heard and was heard, Carson won that
caucus. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, I got an interesting message from a guy who's no longer in the business, who I can attest for the veracity of what he said. He said, as a guy who's pulled many dirty tricks myself, believe me, this was a dirty trick and it was done purposely. So
it wasn't an oops.
No, it wasn't an oops. I'm sorry. We'll talk about that tomorrow. You know, it brings to mind that the first time that Jeb Bush lost in his race for governor here in Florida. Uh-huh. Lawton Childs made a robocall that was just directed to the three big downstate Florida counties that are loaded with the retirees, saying that Bush was going to cancel their Social Security.
Aye.
And, of course, the day after he won, Childs admitted it, and he paid a fine for it. But, of course, he won. Now, the next time that they ran, Bush got almost exactly to like 10,000 votes here or there, the same amount of votes, but won by 400,000. Because 400,000 fewer people in these three counties down here voted, and that was how they took it out against Childs. So people do remember these things.
Exactly. Well, and the thing, you know, thank God they remember it, but meanwhile, the damage is already done.
Right.
And you have this kind of impact. And sometimes what happens is people still remember. They misremember, you know, what's been said anecdotally. And in face of the facts, they just cannot, you know, they just can't admit the wrongdoing or admit the deception or the new information. And that's always difficult. And that's what's happening in this information age in which we live in. You know, it's good news and bad news at the same time. We get lots of information. The challenge is, are you getting the right information?
Sure, exactly. That's you know, that's it. But it become what I think that the information age has raised the ante, if you will, on being a good citizen. It's made it more difficult in some respects and more and easier in others. It's difficult in that. You cannot call yourself a good citizen merely because you pay your federal income taxes and every 2 years you show up to vote. That's not being a good citizenship. A citizen. Good
right.
citizenship is following the issues as best you can, and there are so many outlets now that it's really there's no excuse for not knowing the issues.
Well, the problem is, Coach, we've fallen into bad habits. We've become apathetic, and that's why the elites are, you know, running the program here, and it's turned upside down. It's no longer a government of, for, and by we the people. It's of, for, and by the elites. Is it any wonder that Hillary Clinton has the perception that she has, and then she's, you know, she's just, you know, she's verklempt that people are questioning her. I mean, you know, why would you question me? You know, you haven't questioned me in 40 years. Now, all of a sudden, you're asking questions. Why don't you just go back to do your business and leave the running of the country to us professionals that know so well that only got you in $19 trillion in debt?
Yeah, sure. Well, what's happening to Hillary Clinton is what I've seen happen in many instances when I was an active consultant. When, you know, every now and again, somebody who's been deeply entrenched. And, oh, my goodness, they haven't even had a challenger or an opponent in five cycles. Just goes down, bang, falls like a tree.
Yeah.
Why? Because they begin to believe that they're invincible. They make outrageous statements. They're not called on them for 10 years, but yet they're there, and they're very easy to find. And when they find it, there's no defense against it. So this is what's happening, I think, with the Clintons, is that they've had a free ride from the media for so long that it's hard for them to focus and wrap their head around the fact that now people are asking hard questions.
Exactly. Well, it's pride and greed. Once again, Coach, raising its head. 19 before the top of the hour. More from Coach Collins right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Trump campaign, good vibrations. Cruz campaign, good vibrations coming out of Iowa. And let's see what happens. Our visit continues with Coach Kevin Collins, the proprietor of CoachesRight.com. Coach, we've got the debate coming up on Saturday night, next Tuesday, New Hampshire. And so then we'll be, off and rolling full force now. And it'll be telling, all the spin against Iowa being a caucus state and the first one to get it underway, and the personality of New Hampshire is going to reset the stage, and we'll see if Trump can regain some momentum here, because a lot has been said that he got hit in the teeth by losing to Cruz so decisively that maybe this will upset the apple cart.
Well, let's just take that piece by piece. He lost to Cruz. I don't know if I go along with decisively, because when the dust settles, Cruz got 8 delegates and Trump got 7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Iowa, I think, is hands down the least typical state in America. Maybe Hawaii, mm-hmm. Aside from that. But now you can't say that. New Hampshire is very typical, but no, I don't think anybody can argue that New Hampshire is a lot closer to typical, especially above the Mason-Dixon line and to the east of Pennsylvania border, western Pennsylvania area. So this is a good early indication of how well Trump can sell in the Northeast. Mm. And I'm not overboard on it, because there are other states that are more typical. They have minorities and other factors than New Hampshire. But This is going to be a good look see into the future. Now let's look at where we are. Trump has had some shrinkage. There's no doubt about that. But the problem for those who are chasing him is the crabs in a basket problem. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I love to go out crabbing, and you go out crabbing and you put your catch into a basket. Mm-hmm. You never have to put a top on it because
exactly.
The crabs won't allow anybody else to get out.
No, they'll pull them right back down.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So what's happening, you have Cruz and Rubio fighting each other, and you have behind them, you have Kasich and Christie hacking away at them as well. Now, you know, you only get so many shots. You get up and there's targets there. You can shoot at any target you want during your two and a half minute stint. But what's better for the guys that are trailing, to hit each other than to hit Trump? Trump's sitting on, at a minimum, a 12-point lead. I mean, I think it's a lot higher than that, but let's just say it's 12 points. What are they going to do? I think that they're going to go after each other for second, because that's the that will be the claim for fundraising going forward.
Exactly. Well, with Christie and Kasich, I mean, they're kind of on the bubble there. So what do they have to do in order to have any kind of momentum coming out of New Hampshire? Where do they need to be?
Well, Christie has a better claim in that he has some Trumpian, if you will, streaks in him. He can go after Rubio, and Rubio just stepped in it. I don't know if you saw this. He went on Univision and reiterated, just like 2 days ago, reiterated that, oh, no, we're going to have amnesty first and then close the borders. Now, that's really mealy-mouthed.
He said that, Coach.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm sure that Christie knows about that. Christie will go after him. Maybe even Cruz will go after him. But again, when you're going after Rubio for that, you're not going after Trump for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to make up their mind. I'm looking now
at their target's going to be. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The Lowell, Massachusetts, the University of Massachusetts, rather, Lowell, does a daily tracking rolling poll. And it has Trump 34, Rubio 15, Cruz 14, and Kasich 8, and Christie 5. So, why would Christie and Kasich be foolish enough to go after Trump? They're not going to make up 30 points in one shot, but maybe they can make up a few and grab Cruz or Christie, or Rubio, rather, at the bottom for third place.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. Going back to what you were stating earlier, this was an interview, with Marco Rubio and Jorge Ramos on Univision, and this was actually done back in November, and so now this is being brought to the forefront again.
I might have misread it, but nevertheless, November is not that far.
Yeah, but I want to keep it in context in terms of, I think he's been trying to dig himself out of a hole here. But when, you know, this comes up and, you know, even November, it's not that November is that far away either.
Right.
It's going to be problematic for him. It's going to come back because, basically he's saying that he would keep Barack Obama's executive amnesty for Dreamers in place until it was permanently codified, you know, through legislation. So he's got some splaining to do on that one.
Yeah, especially since, look, what has developed because of Trump's focus on this issue, what has developed is it's not just poor Hispanics from south of the border who are trying to make a better life for themselves. It's for a long time the Border Patrol has reported an increasing number of non-Hispanics who are sneaking in Coach,
we're talking Qurans, prayer, yeah. Muslim prayer rugs. I mean, and the thing is that before it was already documented, well documented, in times when they were watching the numbers. And of course, anytime you get the numbers out of the government, you go, these are the same people that want to tell us that our unemployment rate's at 5%. So, you need that Beltway translator that Chris Christie's been referring to, you know, to understand what kind of Common Core math they're working with here. But you know, even back in the old days, the numbers were about 40% of the immigration issue was coming out of the South, and of that, no doubt, majority were, you know, were Mexican, but an increasing majority of people are coming from Central America through that sieve.
Well, look, again, in terms of their general need, human needs, mm-hmm. I would put them in the same category. But my question is, okay, that's not 100%. That still right. doesn't give you 100%. So what mm-hmm. fills out the rest of the numbers to make 100% of the people that are violating our borders? And mm-hmm. clearly, it's people who are not here to take jobs. They're coming here to destroy us physically. So that's what makes this dangerous. That's what makes this notion of amnesty so dangerous, because even if they could, the establishment of both parties would not say, yes, okay, we're giving amnesty to everyone who is a Christian, a Buddhist, or a Jew, but we're not giving amnesty to the Muslims.
Right.
No, but they would never say that.
Well, yeah, and only Trump would say that.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and the thing is that you have a president that would say, hey, we're vetting all of them. It's not to worry. And then Luke Adler, a former U.S. Marshal, you know, who is a U.S. Marshal for decades of experience, said, Bill, whenever, you know, we open the gates up to take on refugees, you know, we were spending an inordinate amount of time, you know, through law enforcement and other engagements in order to, wrangle up the bad guys, because they just cannot vet them. And that was then. This is now. I mean, and you got the president saying, oh, yeah, they're all vetted. And then you have the CIA and FBI saying it's impossible to vet them. But meanwhile, the door stays open.
Sure. And look at the endorsement that Trump gets from Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Exactly.
He's got it standing right there on the border. He knows mm-hmm. what's going on better than these pinheads in Washington.
Yeah, we got a little heads up there, you know, because we had talked to Carl Gallops, and Carl Gallops was in a 2-hour meeting with Sheriff Joe, and he kind of, you know, without, you know, we couldn't make an announcement previous to that, you know, final declaration that Sheriff Joe was going to support Trump. And exactly, because the empirical evidence is so solid, and Sheriff Joe sees it and says he's the guy who's going to do something about it.
Yeah, 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 he trusts him. And look, that is the issue, because no borders equals no country equals every man, woman for him and herself. And that's
exactly.
not a country. That's not America that I want.
What's your prediction for New Hampshire? We got about 30 seconds, Coach.
I think Trump wins probably somewhere below double digits, but he wins.
Mm-hmm. So you think Trump, Cruz, Rubio again?
Yeah, or very well.
I say again, but I mean
Trump, Rubio.
Go ahead. Yeah, Trump, Rubio.
Don't count
yeah,
on Trump, Rubio, Cruz. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But certainly in those three. Coach yeah. Kevin Collins, the proprietor of CoachesRight.com. Always good to have you with us, Coach. Thank you so much for your insight. That is a wrap for us. Have yourself a blessed weekend, a safe Super Bowl party, 50. Enjoy yourselves. Stay out of trouble. And we'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.